Hi and welcome to this week's podcast. Today we are discussing the issue of women and their fight against rough sex being used as a defence in murder and rape cases. We have here with us Bathilde and Arba
today. Hi.
Hello.
I think the question here today is, can rough sex, BDSM, be used as a defence in murder cases or rape cases? You know, when a guy says, but she liked it, this is what she wanted, I was only giving her what she wanted, it went wrong, it's not my fault. What do you guys think? Arva?
I disagree. I feel like there's a boundary to everything and you're just gonna have to respect like certain boundaries.
What do you think, Bathilde?
To my opinion, I feel like the person who is accused of killing someone because they had rough sex, I feel like they can use that as a justification because this is not what they meant to do, to kill that person. But at the same time, I feel like they shouldn't be acquitted for that. They should be jailed for that. But it's considered to me as a manslaughter, but that was not their first intention. But when it comes to rape, yeah, that's not a good point to justify it as a... to justify their rape as by using rough sex.
How do you know what's right and what's wrong? What if this woman is saying, yes, this guy has raped me, and he's saying, no, but she wanted it? What happens then? Is he innocent? Is he not? Because he's engaged in the act.
He's engaged in that, but the problem is they have to prove it then. But how can they prove it? She's saying, yes, he raped me, and he's saying no. That's the problem. Where's the evidence? Because no one was there when they had sex.
The case that comes into mind is a very recent case about a woman who went to New Zealand, who was on these websites that are specific to BDSM. And she liked choking. Her past partners have said this in court. She likes choking. Unfortunately, she died in the incident. And his defense was, but she wanted me to do it. It was a sex game that went wrong. It went too far. In that case, what do you say? Because this previous, her previous acts and what she was looking for based on the apps and everything she was using when she was there shows that, yes, this woman was into this and he might be innocent. He has been jailed. He has got a sentence because he put her in a suitcase and he buried it in the woods. Yeah.
So that's completely different because... I was about to say, well, she asked for it. Yes, that's true, but she never asked to be killed. He has to go to jail, even if that's what he meant to do, or if not, he still has to be punished, because at the end of the day, she's gone.
I agree.
Even though he didn't do on purpose. It's like, for example, you're driving, and you have a car accident, and a little boy dies. You didn't do it on purpose, but you're still going to jail. You're still going to be punished for that.
There are boundaries, there are a way to like control yourself, and I feel like he didn't control himself.
With all these cases and, you know, in that's going on right now with how BDSM is being used as a defense in court, you know, and how normal it is to talk about it these days, right? Do we as women do it or do we just not? Do we stay away from it because this is what it can lead to? Or do we explore?
I would personally stay away from it. It's not my thing, but I'm not saying it's bad because some people likes it. But for my personal opinion, I don't like it. It's not something that I want to because I'm scared, to be honest. I'm scared of what's going to happen. I'm probably going to be killed like this girl that you said. What's Grace?
Grace. Yeah.
Grace, yeah, like Grace. So I find it scary. But some other people, they like to be scared. This is what they want. They like to be pleased that way. So it depends. But for my opinion, I wouldn't do it. I'm too scared for that.
Same here.
Same?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I feel like I'd rather be on the safe side. I'm scared of even like riding freaking roller coasters, so I don't think this is something for me.
So let's talk more about of the murder of Grace Millet. She was a young woman. Yes, she liked BDSM. She liked rough sex, but the defense is saying that she encouraged her date to choke her. She encouraged her date to go rougher, and therefore it wasn't really his fault because she liked it. What do you guys think of that?
I think that's ridiculous.
Why?
Because he should know his boundaries, as mentioned.
But at the same time, I don't know if it's true or not, because we only have one version is from him. We don't know what happened from her side, but appearing from his side, he's saying that this is what she wanted. She asked him to do it because she liked it. Okay, that can happen. He did it because she asked for it, but she didn't ask to die. She didn't ask to go this far.
Exactly.
I don't think that she wanted to die, to be honest. I don't think that's what she wanted. But it happens. Okay.
But what if he didn't mean to kill her?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if he meant to kill her.
Yeah.
But we don't know. At this point, we don't know.
I mean, how aggressive can you be if you're using sex as a way to murder somebody?
Well, the courts have decided that, you know, he does deserve a sentence. He has been jailed. But is it justified? That's my point. Is it justified? Because he's saying he only did what she asked.
He only did what she asked. It's probably true, but she's dead now. So even though that's what she asked him to do, he has to be punished. It's a justification for what happened, but at the same time, he still had to go to jail for that.
And he's still gonna live.
We need to be more careful, but we need to find trusting partners. I think you'd all agree. Rough sex isn't for a one-time thing. You need to have trust and establish trust with the partner, because you know, I think both parties need to take responsibility. So thank you guys for coming in and talking to me. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye.